ॐ यस्य छन्दसाम शठो विश्वरूपः छन्दोऽभ्यो जमता आत्सं कभूव समेन्द्रो मेधया आस्पृणोतु अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासं शरीरं मे विचर्षणं जिह्वा मे मथुमत्तमा कर्णा आभ्यां भूरि विश्रुवम् ब्रह्म न कोशोऽसि मेधया पिहितः श्रुतं मे गोपाय आवहन्ति वितन्वाना कुर्वाणा चिरमात्मनः वासागुंसि मम गावश्च अन्नपाने च सर्वदा ततो मे श्रियमावह लोमशां पशुभिः सह स्वाहा आमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिण स्वाहा इमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिण स्वाहा प्रमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिण स्वाहा दमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिण स्वाहा शमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिण स्वाहा यशोजने सानि स्वाहा श्रेयान् वत्सितो सानि स्वाहा तन्त्वा भगप्रविशानि स्वाहा समापगप्रविश स्वाहा तस्मिन् सहस्रशाखे निबगाहं त्वयि मृते स्वाहा यथा मासा अहर्जरम् एवं माम् ब्रह्मचारिणः भातरायन्तु सर्वतः स्वाहा प्रतिवेशोऽसि प्रमापाहि प्रमापद्यस्व श्रीहं वृक्षस्य अहं वृक्षस्य रेरिव कीर्तिः पृष्टं गिरेरिव ऊर्ध्वपवित्रो वाजिनीव स्वमृतमस्मि त्रविनिपुंसवर्चसम् सुमेधा अमृतोक्षितः इति त्रिशङ्कोर्वेदानुवचनम् सेक्षन् सः न भवतु सेकेण्ड् volley, very famous Brahmananda volley.
Where?
It's your last page of this, the one that looks
okay.
Like this. Starts with Sahana Bhavatu, should be your last page.
Starts with Sahana
Bhavatu? Hey, Penny, you might not have it. You see something.
No, perhaps at 21.
Is this at 21?
Yeah, yeah, you'll have the whole thing. Just a second.
Do
you not have the pieces? This is yours. Okay. Yeah. It's the
very last page in your section.
Last page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it starts with
Sahanava, too? Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. I have it here. See?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
you have it there? Okay.
It.
Then I can make a copy of this for you.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Everybody have it?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a page starting with Sahana Bhavatu? Okay. Okay. I'm going to go through this as though we don't know it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we can do the sandhi and the meaning and everything. So repeat after me. Sahana Bhavatu.
Sahana Bhavatu.
Sahana Punaktu.
Saha
nau bhunaktu. Saha viryam karavavahai.
Saha viryam karavavahai.
Of course, when we chant, it'll be saha viryam. Saha viryam karavavahai.
Saha viryam karavavahai.
Tejas vina vaditam.
Tejas vina vaditam.
Tejas vina vaditam.
Tejasvina
Vadita.
Astu.
Ma.
Ma.
Vidvishavahai.
Vidvishavahai.
Well, that's all right. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Okay. Let's look at the sandhi. So, Om. Saha. Now. Avatu. So that Av is out. Saha. Now. Avatu. Then. Saha You know, I don't know, in your version, I should have, there's a little typo here. It should go, saha, space, now. If I don't have a space there for you, I should have to correct it. Saha, space, now, bhunaktu. Then, saha, viryam, karavavahai. Then, there should be a space, tejasvi, shorty, tejasvi, now, aditam, astu, ma, vidvishavahai. I don't know, I guess the people who did this don't really know Sanskrit, you know, somebody just putting in the letters and the swaras. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that. And then unless I pay attention, I do the same thing. Okay. Okay, so now let's look at the meaning. Saha means together, as both. Now is that secondary form of the accusative dual, and of a two, may he protect us. Now is from asmat, the accusative dual, the secondary form. May he protect us. Saha just means here together, both of us, teacher and student. May he protect both of us, is the way of saying it. But it literally, may he protect us together. Here we are, teacher and student, learning. So may Bhagawan, may the Lord protect us.
Avatu,
may he protect an imperative. Avatu is imperative, third person singular. Then, saha, now, punaktu, may he nourish us from bunji. It's a seventh gun, I think. You haven't learned it yet. But may he nourish us together. Means both of us. Saha, now, punaktu. Now is again accusative.
What kind of nourish?
Nourish us with chai.
Yeah. Chai.
That's good.
Then, saha, viryam. Karavavahai. Karavavahai is the again the imperative in the first person dual, Ivahamaha. Avahai is the imperative first person dual. May we both together, may we the Karavavahai, may we both together make viryam. Viryam means courage, strength. Fortitude. In English, we'd say, you know, may we both gain strength and fortitude together. Viryam also, you know, in war, it means courage and bravery and the ability to, the energy, you know. So that's the may we both, okay. Then, tejasvi. Now, aditam astu. Aditam means our study. This teaching. May the aditam, so this is the nominative singular neuter. May the teaching be tejasvi. Again, adjectival now. Nominative singular, and aditam, nominative neuter singular. Let the aditam, let this study be tejasvi. Brilliant, numinous, you know, full of life, full of energy. If you look it up in the dictionary, it'll be brilliant. That's how they usually define it. So let this aditam be brilliant for us. I think here now would be in the secondary form in the dative. I believe it's in the dative dual. So let this study, this aditam, this study, be tejasvi. And astu, of course, is in the imperative third person singular. So let this aditam, what is being studied, it's past passive participle, being studied or what is being studied, be brilliant for us. Okay. Then, ma vidvishavahai, again, imperative dual. From the root dwish, it's the second gana root, with v as a prefix, which does not change the meaning of the root at all. Dwish means to hate or to hate, if that's the strongest one, to hate, to dislike, to have discord with another person. So for us, that, so let us not, let there be no hatred. The idea is let there be no dislike or tension or hatred for us. Let us have no dwish. Let us have no hatred. Between us, if you read the commentaries, between the teacher and the student, let us both get along well together so that this pramana can flow. Because if there's any type of tension or negativity, the pramana can't work because the mind's not in any type of state to be able to receive it. So it's very important, actually, that the teacher and student don't have any discord between themselves. Or
and that's
dwish.
Dwish. Like discord or hate.
To hate. To, yeah, to, it's to hate, to dislike, to...
No.
To be at odds with somebody, dvesha is the strongest.
Is like
dvesha, like dvesha, you know, raga dvesha, likes and dislikes, comes from dvesha.
Right. How come that interrupts the pramana?
Because your mind's not available. You're sitting there hating somebody. You're unfolding the knowledge, you're just thinking, you jerk. Well, I mean, I just like to be graphic sometimes.
You
think
that chai and
feels... Give me a little more chai.
You'll get spicier as we go along.
I know, I've got to be a little careful.
Getting loose.
Okay, does everybody see the translation? So this is really a beautiful prayer. This is the prayer that I like. I mean, that we usually chant at the beginning of teaching and then end with Purnima Duff, which is the whole vision. Is in that verse. So let's chant it. So repeat after me first. Om Sahana Bhavatu. Om Sahana Bhavatu. Sahana Bhunaktu.
Sahana Bhunaktu.
Saha Viryam Karavavahai.
Saha Viryam Karavavahai.
Tejasvi Navati Tamastu.
Tejasvi Navati Tamastu.
Ma vidvisha vahai.
Ma vidvisha vahai.
Let's chant this a few times together so we can learn to chant it a little bit more quickly. Om, om, sahana bhavatu,
sahana punaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai.
Let's go to the Sahaviryam, okay? That line.
Sahaviryam Karavavahai. Sahaviryam Karavavahai. Sahaviryam Karavavahai.
There's something, I don't know if there's a tongue twister or something, but there's a little too much of a pause. Sahaviryam Karavavahai.
Sahaviryam Karavavahai. Sahaviryam Karavavahai. Sahaviryam Karavavahai. Sahaviryam Karavavahai. Sahaviryam Karavavahai.
Then Tejasvinavadhitamastu.
Tejasvinavadhitamastu. Tejasvinavadhitamastu. Tejasvinavadhitamastu.
Ma vidvisha vahai.
Ma vidvisha vahai.
Ma vidvisha vahai.
Ma vidvisha vahai.
Tejasvinavadhitamastu. Ma vidvisha vahai.
Tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvisha vahai.
Okay, let's do it again from the beginning. Om Sahana Bhavatu,
Sahana Punaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai. Tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvisha vahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Sahana Bhavatu.
Om Sahana Bhavatu.
Sahanau Punaktu.
Sahanau Punaktu.
Sahaviryam Karavavahai.
saha viryam karavavahai
tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvishavahai
tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvishavahai
om shanti shanti shanti
om shanti shanti shanti.
Okay, let's chant together and we'll go on. Om sahana bhavatu sahana punaktu saha viryam karavavahai
tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Okay, good. Now we start the Upanishad.
Where did they put in these ohms? Is that arbitrary?
It's usually at the start of a new section and the start of a shanti panta. They usually start with ohms.
Can I ask them? Okay.
Yeah.
This at the top here of the shanti panta, what does that say? What does that mean? The vali? Vali is a chapter?
Vali is the section.
The section, and yeah. What is...
Dvitiya is the second volley, the second section, which is called the Brahmananda, the Ananda of Brahman.
Okay.
Brahman's Ananda.
I have a question also. When you hear this prayer, mm-hmm. even at the ashram,
yeah.
listen carefully,
huh?
It's almost like that the Hari sounds a whole lot more like hate, like it's moving more in that direction, the Vishala Hari, instead of Hari.
Should be high because yeah. that's the imperative ending.
Right. But have you heard it that way? That it's almost like it's moving to something halfway in between.
You know what I think it is? I think people can't remember if it's high or hay.
Just go in the middle.
Yeah.
So they go in the middle.
Yeah. But some people are saying hay, some people are saying high. But it's high.
Yeah.
Because there is no hey ending, it's imperative ending.
Tejasvi, what is the form of Tejasvi?
From Tejaswin, it's the neuter nominative singular, adjectival to adhikam. From Tejaswin.
Yeah, and that nasalized
Viryang. That na is from the, because of the ka, it's a sandhi. So you don't want to say Viryang, you want to say Viryang. The aniswara becomes a na sound, the guttural nasal. Sahavira yang karavavahai.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if I could impose upon Kiki to say mavid vishavahai e. Because mavid vishavahai e. Shah. I think Carol says a better shah, the pet kata der half shah. Mavid vishavahai e.
When you say that high, and you have the double. Swarita, it's going to be high heat.
Because
it's not high. Ma vidvisha pahai e. Yeah, because the I, at least that's the way we've learned it, the I is a diphthong made from and E. You go I he visha pahai e. You never say visha pahai I, right? You say I he. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Because, have you recognized it? Sahana bhavatu, sahana punaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai, tejasvina patitamastu mavidvishavahai.
I'm hearing you say hi-e.
I am.
Oh, I thought you were saying say
hi-e. Hi-e.
Oh, no, I
sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, hi. Yeah.
No.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. We are together on this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions? Okay. Let's go. Okay. Brahmavid apnoti param. Brahmavid apnoti param. Brahmavid apnoti param.
Brahmavid.
I think that's just what I printed out for you just now.
Right. It's right here.
Brahmavid apnoti param.
Brahmavid apnoti param.
Tadesha vyukta.
Tadesha vyukta.
Tadesha vyukta.
Tadesha vyukta.
Satyam Satyam. Jnanam.
Jnanam.
Anantam.
Anantam.
Brahma.
Brahma.
Wow. Satyam. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma.
Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma.
That's where the sound you're right, because when you say Satyam, it's going to be the peloton, yeah. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma.
Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma.
Wow, it's really neat that we're learning.
Are you going to give the definition?
Mm-hmm. Yo Veda Nihitam.
Yo Veda Nihitam.
Actually, with Sandhya would be Yo Veda Nihitam.
Yo Veda Nihitam.
Guhayam.
Guhayam.
Parame.
Parame.
Vyoman.
Vyoman.
Vyo Vyoman.
Vyoman.
Yo Veda Nihitam.
Yo Veda Nihitam.
Guhayam.
Guhayam.
Parame Vyoman.
Parame Vyoman.
Soshnute.
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 Sarvan.
Sarvan.
Kaman.
Kaman.
Saha.
Saha.
Brahmana.
Brahmana.
Vipaschiteti.
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 Vipaschiteti. Vipaschiteti.
This is the section we're going to do today. So let's, I'll read it through. Repeat after me with the broken sandhi. Brahmavit apnoti param.
Brahmavit apnoti param.
Tat esha abhyukta.
Tat esha.
Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma.
Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma.
Yaha Veda Nihitam.
Yaha Veda Nihitam.
Guhayam Parame Vyoman.
Guhayam Parame Vyoman.
Saha Ashnute.
Saha Ashnute.
Sarvan Kaman Saha.
Sarvan Kaman Saha.
Brahmana.
Brahmana.
Vipaschita.
Vipaschita.
Iti.
Iti.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay.
Is conjunct. Okay, I get it. Shnu?
Shnu.
It is
shnu. Shnu. Sh plus nu. The root is ush. And with nu, it's a fifth kind of root. Yay! Ush nu take. Okay, so any other questions before the meeting?
I heard you say karman. I believe that.
Karman.
After sarvan.
Sarvan. Kaman.
Oh, it's Kaman.
Kaman.
Okay.
That's, did I say R? Karma?
I heard
should have
R,
said Kaman.
Okay.
It was a mistake if I said Karma. Okay, everybody? Mm-hmm. Let's look at the meaning. Brahmavit. When you have vit at the end of a noun or a compound, it means the one who knows, the knower. Brahmavit, the knower of Brahman. Like it could also say Brahmagnyaha. Or you have nya at the end, that also would be the knower of Brahman. So vit or nya.
It doesn't mean possessed of, or that thinking.
No, that's vat.
Vat,
so vit is, it's a verbal ending. You know, there's vit, nya, pa, means to drink. There's just different verbs that are often used at the end of a word. So vit is one of them. So Brahmavit is the one who knows Brahman, the knower of Brahman. Apnoti, gains, obtains, param. Param is the highest, the supreme. That which is the uttama, that which is the highest. So Brahmavit, nominative singular, apnoti from apnu, fifth gana, op to gain, to obtain, third person singular, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then param, accusative singular. Brahmavit, the one who knows Brahman, gains the highest. So here at the beginning of the Upanishad, they're starting out by giving the pala, the fruit. What do you get from studying an Upanishad, from gaining knowledge of Brahman? You gain that which is the highest. And so that's the, you know, in the Anubandha Chatushtiya, you have the Vishya, which is the subject matter, the Adhikari, which is the qualified student, then the Prayojanam. The Prayojana is the Pala. What do you get from it? And the Sambandha is the connection between the actual study of the Upanishad and the Pala. So he's starting by giving the Pala, because you have to know what you're going to get from the study in order to undertake the study. So Shankar gives a nice unfoldment of that. So Brahmavit Atnoti Param, the knower of Brahman gains the Param, the highest. Tad Esha Abhyukta. See this Tad Esha? We've been through this before. It comes frequently in the Upanishad. That means that fact concerning that, referring back to what was just said. Mm-hmm. For that fact, that this Abhyukta is stated. What they're talking about when you say that is Abhyukta means there's a verse in the Vedas, a Rik, that discusses this, that what is Brahman, this Brahman and the Param which is obtained. So it's in a way you're saying that, what we've just stated, is this which is uttered, means by the Rik in the Vedas in the Brahmana section. So that this is stated. Literally it says that this, nominative singulars, that this, Abhyukta, is uttered, is stated. Meaning is stated by the Rik. And you'll get that from the Bhasha. By the Vedas. And so now he's going to tell you what that is, okay? He's going to talk about who is Brahman, what is Brahman, and what is the highest. Okay, so
Abhyukta
is stated, is uttered. No, it's past passive participle. Esha is feminine because Rik is feminine, so it's referring back to the Riks of the Veda, the mantras. Okay. But literally, it just says that, which we've just said. This is just a Sanskrit construction that you have to get used to. That this. Mm-hmm. So that which has just been stated is this which has been uttered. Mm-hmm. Which
and
has
that,
been stated.
And that whole phrase is used a lot.
Well, no. Yes, that is. But I'm talking about what is used all the time is that this. Yeah. And you have that this. It comes in the Upanishads all the time where the that refers back to what has just been stated and this refers to what we're going to be talking mm-hmm. about. So that which we've just talked about, this very thing, which is that, has been stated. And you don't know that they're talking about the previous Riks in the Vedas, in the Brahmana section, but everybody else knows. And Pandits knows and the Vedas themselves know, okay? And so what they're doing now then is going to recite that mantra. Okay? So Tadesha Abhyukta, that's a past passive participle in the feminine because Esha is in the feminine. Esha is feminine because Rik is feminine, that's for that mantra. So now he's going to give what is called a Lakshana for the word Brahman. Now Lakshana, how we know of the use of the word Lakshana is that which points to something, as opposed to the vachyartha, the immediate meaning of a word. Like if I say red, we think of the red color. But if I say look at the red running, it's pointing to a horse. So this is we're used to thinking of lakshana in terms of words which indicate mm-hmm. something, going away from their primary meaning. But a lakshana, in terms of a definition, when we say this is the lakshana as a definition of something, it means a definition that can only apply. It's a thorough definition that can only apply to that given thing. It can't be a definition for something else. Like, for instance, if I were to say it's a red couch, well, there can be many red couches like that. Mm-hmm. the definition, a lakshana has to be something that is thorough and specific to the given object. And so he's giving now a lakshana in terms of that type of definition. And the lakshana of Brahman, the definition of Brahman is satyam. Satyam means, comes from the root sat, which means, comes from the root us, to be. Satyam means existence. So when we say, there's a lot of ways we translate satyam as existence or truth. But if you analyze what is truth, truth is that which is. Truth, what we might take to be the truth, always turns out to be mithya. But in the end, the truth is that which actually is. And what actually is Brahman.
Isness.
So you can translate satyam like sat, existence. But if you translate it as truth, which it often is translated, it's going to end up in existence, in being itself. Okay. So satyam, jnanam. Here, jnanam means consciousness. And the Bhasha, they'll do a whole unfoldment on the root. If you take a verb and you make it into like nya is the root, and you make it into jnanam. Jnanam can be the object of knowledge. It can be the jnana vritti. It can also go to the karta, to the knower, depending on how you break down the meaning of the root. Break down the meaning of the word in reference to the root. But jnanam can also mean capital K, just knowledge. Jnanam as just knowledge, not knowledge of something, not the knowing of something, right? Not the knower of something, just jnanam as knowledge. Jnanam as knowledge is consciousness. So jnanam becomes a word that we use for consciousness. I would have to do the bhasha on that. There's a long bhasha on breaking down these words. We should do it sometime, but it's something you have to do in Sanskrit. It's not something that doesn't make any sense to talk about it in English.
That word knowledge means consciousness?
Consciousness. Because it's not knowledge of something.
But isn't that... I get stuck here, but isn't that kind of a knownness then? Is that what you're saying?
You can say that, but just take it as kept knowledge, not knowledge of something.
Yeah.
Just knowledge. Knowledge by itself is just consciousness. And you're right in the sense that when I'm unfolding, I'll often say that knownness, everything is known. You take away the everything and what is left is known. That known is self-evident consciousness.
See, that resonates better with me than the word knowledge.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay.
So satyam, jnanam, anantam, anantam, without end. Antam means end, anantam, no end, limitless. So, then Brahma. What is Brahman? Brahma, these are all nominative singulars. Brahman is neuter, so Brahma is the nominative singular. So what is Brahman? Brahman is existence, is satyam, which is jnanam, which is limitless. So these words playing, juxtaposed next to each other, knock off all of the limitations. You know, just as we're going into in the Saturday and the Friday class in Vichara Sagaram, you say sukham by itself, it could be vishya sukham. But if you put nityam to it, next to it, you know, timeless, then it can't be vishya sukham anymore. Vishya sukham means the happiness, pleasure that's related to an object. So here, if you take it is existence, you know, but then that doesn't include consciousness, right? So that's not enough just to say it's pure being. You have to say the pure being, which itself is consciousness. So I say, well, that's talking about me. I'm a conscious being. But I'm not anantam, limitless. So it's the satyam, which is, you know, jnanam, which is anantam. So all of these three words have the same locus. They all point to the same locus. That's called, in fact, I've got to add this onto our list. Let me just make a note of it. That's called samanya adhikaranam. Samanya adhikaranam. All that means is, if you have If you have words in juxtaposition, just held together by a copula, like the verb asti. You know, like if for instance, if we say tut twum asi, that you are. The tut and the twum have the same adhikaranam. The adhikaranam is the locus. The samanya means they enjoy the same locus. The tut is pointing to something. The twum, the that, is pointing to something. The you is pointing to exactly the same thing. Right? So, it's true, like if I say, if you say Rama, they use this example just in empirical. Rama is the king. There's Rama and king point to the same person. That's samanya adhikaranam. Okay? So here, when you say Brahman is satyam, goes to Brahman. Brahman is jnanam, only talking about Brahman. Brahman is limitless, only talking about Brahman. So these three words have to coalesce, you know. In other words, you can't have Brahman can't be part some satyam and then some consciousness over here. All of the words are landing exactly on the same thing, pointing to the same thing. So Brahman must be satyam, must be jnanam, must be anantam.
Subject and object. There is no.
There's
separation.
No subject and object. Mm-hmm. For subject object, you need a verb, not a copula. Copula is like asti.
Mm-hmm. So grammatically speaking. Anything that's appositional, grammatically speaking.
Yes, but it can also be, like you can have just an adjective, like say, the chair is red. Uh-huh. You're still pointing to the same thing, but now it's just an adjective, the chair is red, and that wouldn't be a lakshana.
Right.
Because a lot of things are red.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But a lakshana means that's the only thing, that's the only thing that can hold that definition.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have a small problem here because Brahman has no locus. It's only the subject, not an object, and all these words.
Well, when you say it has no locus, we're just talking about it has a locus now in terms of the word. This Brahman that we're unfolding. So now this word Brahman that we're unfolding, that's the locus for all of these three words. Brahman is satyam, Brahman is jnanam, Brahman is anantam. Okay.
So
of course, we don't want to stay out there on the word. The words have to reveal the fact.
So they're pointing at the definition of what this Brahman is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for everybody? Mm-hmm. So now what they've done is for the Brahmavit, the knower of Brahman, they're telling you what that Brahman is. They're giving a lakshana for Brahman. Then they're giving the pala, the param, apnoti param. Yaha, everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yaha, he who Veda knows. Yaha Veda, I think this is an aorist form, very common. Yaha Veda, he who knows, the one who knows, Yaha. Nihitam, that which is nihitam, hidden. Also means just placed, but placed in the sense of a treasure. He who knows that which is hidden, nihitam, accusative singular. Guhayam, in the cave, the guha. But the guha, it means a cave, but it's a word that we use for the buddhi. So that which is hidden in the buddhi. Parame vyoman. That vyoman, do you see the parame is locative singular? Vyoman should be vyomni. This is what we say chandas. It's Vedic. If we're doing classical Sanskrit, it would be vyomni. And vyomni means space. In the supreme space. So it would be parame vyomni. Shankara will say vyoman vyomni. And what that tells you, when he says that vyoman, that's chandasan. That's Vedic. Classical is vyomni. So then you know parame vyomni. In the supreme space. So in the buddhi, in that supreme space. The supreme space is really, you can say, the chidabhasa. The chidabhasa means, in the buddhi, in the chidabhasa means the consciousness that the buddhi enjoys is the chidabhasa, which has for its self, Brahman. So, or you can look at it as the sattva of the Maya Upadi. There's a big discussion on this, so that's why I want you to study. I think you would really, really benefit, as I am, from studying the Bhasha on this, because if we're not really teaching the class, except I'm giving what's, in the way I'm teaching this, it's what we call a vritti. I'm not doing an unfoldment, I'm doing a vritti. A vritti is kind of a technical term for giving a minimal unfoldment of what the words actually mean. But if I were teaching the class, the whole hour would be, or hour and a half would be just on these couple of lines. Okay, so then what I suggest, until we do get a chance to teach it and go through the Bhasha, is that you actually study it. It'll be amazing for you.
That one you gave us, of John's. But
well, I was talking, if you have that, and if you don't, I'll get that for you. That's a little tough, but that would be great.
Oh.
But at least the booklet with Shankara Bhasha.
Yeah.
And what you'll experience is, oh, they're talking about this. They're talking about this. They're talking about this. Shankara goes into such wonderful depth, and you'll know what they're talking about, because we've been over it so many times, but then you see it there. So... And if you don't have Swamiji's thing that I handed out to all of you at one time, just let me know and I'll make sure to get a copy for you. What this is, which I've made a better copy for myself. This is a rough, unedited transcription with a lot of kind of mistakes in the Sanskrit. Because he doesn't know Sanskrit, that one who transcribed doesn't know Sanskrit that well, but he does it by ear. But nevertheless, it's pretty good. But it's just a raw transcript of Swamiji's teaching of the Taittiriya Upanishad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But I would suggest reading the Bhasha from the Shankara Bhasha, and then if you have this or want this, then go from that to this. Because that becomes like a template, you know, of what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So let me know if you want this, I'll get it for you. If you don't have it. Okay, so he who knows that which is hidden in the guha, in the buddhi, in that supreme space, which you can say the sattva of the Maya Upadi, the Chirabhasa, you know, means the that which is the very sattva of which the buddhi is made, that reflects the consciousness. Okay? As though it reflects. So, parame vyomni, if I say vyoman vyomni, okay? Saha, he, the Brahmavit, that Brahmavit, the Saha, ashnute, enjoys. Ash also means to pervade, it also means to enjoy, to gain. Here they translate it as more to enjoy. Saha ashnute, from ash, fifth gana, third person singular. So saha ashnute, he enjoys sarvan kaman, accusative plural like raman, all desires, all kamas, means all of the objects of desire, means the ananda. If you fulfill a desire, you enjoy that. You enjoy all of those desires. So he enjoys all the desires. I'll say just literally what this is, and then I'll talk a little bit about it in the Bhasha. Saha, together with, saha, brahmana, with Brahman, along with Brahman.
Oh, so that saha goes with the Brahman,
yeah,
in the next sentence.
Mm-hmm. But I'll have to tell you how Shankara interprets it. Saha, together with brahmana, instrumental singular, who is vipaschitta iti. Brahmana vipaschitta iti. Vipaschit, from it's instrumental singular, adjectival to Brahman. Brahmana vipaschitta, instrumental singular. Vipaschit means wise, learned, wisdom. Here it just means omniscience. Brahman who is omniscient,
Brahman,
all knowledge.
Brahman who is omniscient.
Yes, it's adjectival to Brahman.
But they put in instrumental?
Because saha governs instrumental.
Oh.
So, with Brahman.
Okay.
With Brahman who is omniscient. So, what does it mean?
Can I ask a question? When you sit and read with somebody, with Sanskrit, is that what we're doing here? you call this a vritti?
Vritti. What we're doing here,
yeah,
is we're going through this to learn the chant. I want you to know the meaning of the chant, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm translating it carefully, and people have different levels of knowledge of Sanskrit. So for people who don't know Sanskrit, you're just basically going to get the meaning of the words, so you understand what's being chanted. For those who do know Sanskrit, you're going to get the grammar, which would be irrelevant to you if you don't know Sanskrit. What do you care if it's instrumental?
Yeah,
right?
I don't.
You don't. But the people who are learning Sanskrit do care about that. Yeah, so it's just, you know, I'm just taking care of all of the different people in the class.
My question was, like, when you say you sit with the sadhu and read this.
Yeah.
What category does that fall into? I mean, if it's not an unfoldment of vision.
It's just a vritti where I'm just simply telling the meaning with a little bit of explication, that's all.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's all we can do right now. Otherwise, it won't be a chanting class. Okay. So, he who gains all the all desires together with Brahman, who is all knowledge, Vipassitam. Okay, what they mean by that is together. What how Shankara talks about this, and you'll see when you study the Bhashya, that he gains simultaneously. Because the ananda that one experiences in any desire, all desires in the creation, all desires that exist, the fruit, the pala of that desire is the Brahmananda, right? Because Brahman is the ananda, which is what one enjoys whenever there's the fulfillment of a desire. So, the one who has this knowledge enjoys all desires simultaneously along with Brahman, because the mind, vritti vyapti, the mind recognizes that which is Brahman. Okay, so that's what they mean, simultaneously with Brahman. If something, there's Brahman over here and the Nani over here. It's just simultaneously with Brahman. So you have to understand kind of the metaphor or how we're talking. Okay? All right, this is what we're going to chant. Swamiji chants this all the time. It's this section that he'll chant. And then he can't stop himself from going on. You're gone, and you'll chant at least the first paragraph here. Om Brahmavira Apnoti Param. Om Brahmavira Apnoti Param. 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 Teresha pyukta.
Teresha pyukta.
I have to get the ya there, I was a little weak on it. Teresha pyukta.
Teresha pyukta.
Teresha pyukta.
Teresha pyukta.
Satyam jnanam anantam brahma.
Satyam jnanam anantam brahma.
Satyam jnanam anantam brahma.
Satyam jnanam anantam brahma.
It's jnan, right? Satyam jnanam anantam brahma.
Satyam jnanam anantam brahma.
Satyam jnanam anantam brahma.
Satyam jnanam anantam brahma.
Yo veda nihitam.
Yo veda nihitam.
Yo veda nihitam.
Yo veda nihitam.
Guhayam parame vyoman.
Guhayam parame vyoman.
Guhayam parame vyoman.
Guhayam parame vyoman.
Yo veda nihitam guhayam.
Yo veda nihitam guhayam.
Parame vyoman.
Parame vyoman.
Yo veda nihitam guhayam. Parame vyoman.
Yo veda nihitam guhayam. Parame vyoman.
Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman.
Yo veda nihitam guhayam paramevyo man. So oshnute sarvan. So oshnute sarvan. So oshnute sarvan. So oshnute sarvan. Kama ansaha. Kama ansaha. So oshnute sarvan. Kama ansaha. So oshnute sarvan. Kama ansaha. Brahmana vipasciteti. Brahmana vipasciteti. Brahmana vipasciteti. Brahmana vipasciteti. Brahmana vipasciteti. Brahmana vipasciteti. From the beginning. Om Brahmavira apnoti param.
Om Brahmavira apnoti param.
Teresha pyukta.
Teresha pyukta.
Satyam jnanam anantam brahma.
Satyam jnanam anantam brahma.
Yo veda nihitam guhayam paramevyo man.
Yo veda nihitam guhayam paramevyo man.
So oshnute sarvan kama ansaha.
So oshnute sarvan kama ansaha.
Brahmana vipasciteti.
Brahmana vipasciteti.
Om Brahmavira apnoti param.
Om Brahmavira apnoti param.
Teresha pyukta.
Teresha pyukta.
Satyam jnanam anantam brahma.
Satyam jnanam anantam brahma.
Yo veda nihitam guhayam paramevyo man.
Yo veda nihitam guhayam paramevyo man.
So oshnute sarvan kama ansaha.
So oshnute sarvan kama ansaha.
Brahmana vipasciteti.
Brahmana vipasciteti.
Oh, okay, good, let's stop there.